Good morning. For today's devotional, I would like to tell you a story. Many years ago, there was an extremely wealthy man and his son who both shared a passion for collecting art. Together, over the years, they traveled all over the world, adding only the finest art treasures to their collection. Priceless works by Rembrandt, Picasso, Van Gogh, Monet, and many others adorned the walls of the family estate. The widowed father looked on with satisfaction as his only son also became an experienced collector of art. Sadly, though, a war broke out. His son was drafted and killed in action, saving another soldier's life. Not long after that, the father passed away himself. The art world was then in anticipation. According to the will of the father, all of the artworks were to be auctioned off. And the day soon arrived. The art collectors from around the world gathered to bid on some of the world's best paintings. The auction began with an obscure painting, which was not on the list. It was the painting of the man's son, painted by the father. The auctioneer asked for an opening bid, and the room was silent. "Who will open the bidding for $100?" the auctioneer asked. From the back of the room, someone called out, "Who cares about that painting? It's just a picture of his son," and other voices echoed in agreement. But the auctioneer replied, "No, we have to sell this one first. Now who will take the son?" Finally, a friend of the old man spoke up. He said, "I knew the boy, so I'd like to have it. I will bid the $100. "I have a bid for $100, the auctioneer called. "Will anyone go higher?" After a long silence, the auctioneer said, "Going once, going twice, gone," and the gavel fell. Cheers then filled the room. "Okay, we can now get on with the real auction." But then the auctioneer announced that the auction was over. The auction was over. In stunned disbelief, it was quiet in the room. And then someone spoke up and said, "What do you mean it's over? We didn't come here for a picture of some old guy's son. What about all these paintings? We demand that you explain what's going on." The auctioneer replied, "It's very simple. According to the will of the Father, whoever takes the Son receives everything." And brethren, that is the essence of Christianity. Whoever takes the Son receives everything. Let me end this by reading 1 John 5:12, quote, "Whoever has the Son has life." Amen.